Welcome to Thriving Earth Podcast, in which we look at how communities are working with scientists to build a better world. I'm your host, Ann Johnson, and this podcast is produced by the Thriving Earth Exchange of the American Geophysical Union. Promotoras are female Hispanic community members who promote particular health or environmental issues in their own communities. In 2005, promotoras working in Hispanic neighborhoods in the Tucson area started getting the same feedback again and again from residents. Something was stinking up the neighborhoods. Further investigation revealed that a lot of the odor problems stemmed from small and home-based businesses, like auto body shops, paint and repair businesses, and beauty salons. These businesses often use chemicals that can be harmful to workers and nearby residents. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency puts a lot of effort into controlling the use of such chemicals in large businesses, but EPA generally doesn't have the funding or manpower to reach small and home-based businesses like the ones that were creating problems in Tucson. And that can be a problem because small businesses account for 99% of the total employer firms in the United States. Not every small business uses hazardous chemicals, of course, but those that do can put workers at higher risk than in large businesses because they're less likely to follow best practices or have adequate resources for personnel safety and training. To fill this gap, the Sonoran Environmental Research Institute partnered with the University of Arizona Superfund Research Program to develop a Promotoras program aimed at educating local businesses about pollution prevention. Here to tell us about the program is our guest, Denise Moreno Ramirez, Program Coordinator for the Superfund Research Program's Community Engagement Corps. Denise and her colleagues, along with the promotoras, together visited 640 Tucson area businesses to talk about becoming more green.
We would get in our car and drive out to the businesses, and we would just enter the business and provide them information on the project, provide them information on pollution prevention. We would also give them a packet that was created for their specific industry. And then we also heard feedback from them. Like, we were going out to the businesses when the economic crisis happened. So a lot of them would share with us their hardships that they were going through as a small business. So it was kind of back and forth between the business owner slash manager and then us working with them and kind of listening to what they were going through as a business. So we just didn't visit them once or just sent them a packet through the mail. There was kind of that bi-directional communication between us, so I think that was very important.
They didn't change people's behavior overnight, but the message got through. The conversations proved to be an effective way to gently nudge businesses toward better practices.
These women are from the community. They interact with a lot of these businesses every day. And so they were kind of a trusted vehicle for the information. And so a lot of these businesses didn't close the door on us readily because of this interaction and just we knew Spanish and all the different cultural and linguistic details that come with using the promotora model.
It was also key that the promotoras were well-trained, so they were knowledgeable about pollution, the industries they were interacting with, and the specific technologies available to them. The team also organized workshops in which businesses would train each other about specific industry practices.
So we had, for example, hair salon and beauty salon workshop where we had a lot of the local businesses that were already implementing green or pollution prevention practices in their business. So they lectured to our invited businesses about what they were doing. And it was a great interaction because they got to learn from each other.
Denise said this combination of door-to-door interaction and community workshops allowed the team to reach businesses that EPA would probably never have the time or capability to reach. Their completely voluntary, face-to-face approach provided a valuable complement to broader resources the government provides at the national level. It also allowed the team to tailor their interactions to focus on what would be most feasible for the specific community they were working in, which in this case was dominated by struggling businesses during an economic recession.
Pollution prevention doesn't necessarily have to be expensive, so we were providing low-cost suggestions to them, like covering tubs of degreasers or volatile organic compounds. I think that one of the main things is you have to understand your community, and you also have to use a model that's language and cultural specific.
That lesson about language and culture had a surprising twist in this case. Although the promotoras were perfectly suited to working with many of the Hispanic businesses in the area, they found that many of the nail salons were actually owned and operated by Vietnamese families. Lesson learned, promotoras need to be as diverse as the communities they're serving. Thanks to Denise Moreno-Ramirez of the University of Arizona Superfund Research Program for joining us today. I'm your host, Ann Johnson, and thanks for listening to Thriving Earth Podcast. You can find more of our stories online at thrivingearthexchange.org.